It's a special edition of Hockey the Podcast. South Africa have named their first ever SA Hockey Women's Fives team, who will be heading over to Lausanne for the FIH event in June this year. And joining me are three of the players who are in that squad. We've got none other than Dirkie Chamberlain, more than 200 caps, a London Olympian in 2012. Candice Manuel, who famously scored the goal that qualified South Africa for the 2018 FIH Hockey World Cup with a double against the USA. And, of course, Ria Pumeli, the youngest of the lot, who we had to delay the recording until she got home from school. Yes, she's that young. She's that awesome already. And this is Hockey the Podcast. Afternoon, ladies, and welcome. Thanks for taking the time to join me and accepting my delay caused by load shedding. But here we are. History has been made. You are part of the first ever South African Hockey Women's Fives team. It's a new format. It's been around since 2014, actually, but it's the first time a senior event is happening. South Africa are going, and yeah, I mean, has the historical nature of it hit you yet? And I'll start with the player with the most international caps, and that's you, Dirkie. Has the historical nature of this actually hit you just yet?
Hi, Jabu. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I think it's going to be a really cool tournament. It's a whole new format, something that also will be new for me, but I'm sure with the experience that we're bringing in that, you know, we can adapt quite quickly to this format. And I find it also just so much faster. I mean, I've gone through a little bit of the format, and just hearing about being able to score like from over the halfway line, from like anywhere over there, it just gets me super excited, especially as a striker. So yeah, there's a lot more speed in it. There's a lot more awareness around you, what's going on, like just being focused throughout the game. Also with the sideboards, you know, the game just keeps rolling. So, yeah, I think with the experience you're taking in there, it's going to be super fun for us and so cool for South Africa to be part of this.
And Dirkie, just staying with you quickly, you've obviously scored a lot of goals in a lot of tournaments for South Africa, for your various club sides, but you've never scored a goal from outside the circle. That might be quite a nice, fun challenge for you. Seems there are no circles.
I think that was the most excited thing that I heard when I spoke to Paul Law, our coach, about it. Yeah, I've never scored a goal from outside the circle, but yeah, there we go. She said, hey, let's go and shoot from anywhere and get some goals. So, I mean, with the likes of, I know I've played with Candice before, she dives and gets in there for deflection. So, yeah, it's really going to be exciting. And I think with the people we're taking, with the players, we're all super aggressive goal scorers. And I just think, yeah, this might be the new way for hockey to go. I know the FIH are testing this out to see if they can take this further. But, you know, it seems really exciting. And I think that's also so exciting for the spectators to have like scoring from anywhere.
Absolutely. We got to see it a bit in 2018 at the Youth Olympics when South Africa went there. And, of course, finished in fourth place. And, you know, often in things like this, you need a player who can score a big goal at a big moment. And Candice, that describes you absolutely perfectly. I was there at Wits University that day. You defeated, I think I said USA in the intro, I think it was actually Ireland, and we qualified for the FIH Hockey World Cup. Big moment score for big players, and this is a big moment in the history of Hockey Fives. You must be absolutely stoked to be donning the green and gold once again.
Yeah, thanks, Tyron, for having me on the show. It was, in fact, USA, so your first intro was correct. But yeah, I'm super excited. It's a new format, as Dirkie said. I've always prided myself on being a goal scorer, so super excited to be slotting some in, wearing the green and gold again.
Yeah, and again, for yourself, it's been a while since you last wore green and gold. Obviously, this opportunity has come about, and there was no asking you twice. You grabbed it with both hands.
Yeah, of course. yeah, I'm super excited to wear the green and gold. I've always, you know, I'm super proud to be South African and super proud always to wear the badge and always wear it with honor. And yeah, whenever the opportunity presents itself, I would say I'm a yes person. So yeah, there was no asking twice for that one.
And I mean, obviously, and I'm not pointing to the end of the spectrum or age or anything, but Dirk and Candice, you've been there, you've done that. Ria Puma, you, of course, we had to do this a little bit later for you as well, because you had to finish school for the day. I mean, you know, most of us go to school dreaming one day of wearing the green and gold. You're about to wear the green and gold while you're still at school. I mean... Wow, it must just be sitting with you as an incredible moment.
Yes. You know, when I first found out, I was actually more shocked than excited. I think this is an amazing opportunity that I've been, you know, given. I know Coach Polo, my coach, had told me that the selectors were very happy with my performance at the tournament, which really gave me a boost. So, yeah, I think to wear the green and gold is going to be, I think it's just going to be wonderful because I've always dreamt about it, you know, and now I'm going to be living in it. So I think that's amazing.
And Ria, you know, we often talk about youngsters at school getting their debuts. But just remind all the listeners who don't know you, what grade are you in at school?
I'm in grade 10 this year, and I just turned 16 on the 16th of March.
There we go. Just turned 16 on the 16th of March. Of course, that means that you can double your age and add VAT and you get close to mine. So it's Uncle Tyron to you for the rest of this interview. But yeah, I mean, obviously Hockey Fives is a growing sport, a growing format of the sport at across the world. And we're starting to see it more and more in junior schools with Super Fives around South Africa. There's RPTs coming up, and of course, SASHOC have also said that Hockey Fives will have an under-18 RPT, under-16 RPT in time. You know, this must be a very exciting moment. But more important than that, how have your school friends taken it, or have they not seen the news yet?
They have not seen the news yet, but I do recall telling just a few of my friends about it, and they were very happy for me, very excited, I think more excited than I was. You know, they're always supportive, and I think, yeah, they're just excited for me, especially making a team at such a young age.
Dirk, bringing you back in, is that level of excitement in seeing a squad announcement come out? And, I mean, you had 240 caps for the SA women's team. Do you still get that same sense of butterfly seeing your name on a post and saying, yep, I've made it again?
I don't think that ever leaves you, especially like the competitive athletes that we are, and well, that I am as well. That excitement never leaves, say, Ty. So it's going to definitely be so much fun. I'm super excited because it's a whole new format. So I also get to, once again, like learn more skills. You know, I always say like you're never too old to learn. And that's why I'm so excited about this. But also coming back to your question, that's why every cap and every opportunity that I get to go out there and wear the green and gold and represent my country is always so exciting. Because, yeah, it's just an honor. And, I mean, like I can say what Candice also said, like I'm also a yes person. And, yeah, I'm just also excited to have this group of players that we're going with, a mixture of the old and the young. Having players like Ria, like I'm excited to just give all of what I can and my experience to those players as well. So that's also what really drives me and brings that excitement to me representing my country and being there for the team.
And of course, we look at that team and Candice, there's a lot of players there with good experience. If we talk about Jade McKenzie Main, yourself, Dirkie, Matsepo Moripani, who's a fantastic keeper, and, you know, as well as Sylvia van Jaarsveld, you know, that's five players with international experience. Sorry, six, because Tony Marks is, of course, an Olympian and stuff. There must be quite a nice bit of pride that you've got that experience, but that you've got youngsters like Rhea that you're able to go there and help learn about the rigors of international hockey.
Yeah, it's always great to play with young and old, to impart our knowledge as more experienced players, but also to keep, you know, the hockey spirit alive in the youngsters as well. And it's important to kind of have that feeding ground of bringing youngsters into the system as a young age, and really giving them the platform to demonstrate their skills and their abilities. And yeah, just getting used to the international stage as well for them is super important. So yeah, they can too flourish and get those 250 caps like Turkey.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Rhea, has that hit home yet? You are going to be taking to the field with players who have represented this country who you would have watched as a youngster, and they're going to be your teammates.
No, it has not hit home yet. I have not had time to process, but I do have experience of playing with international players in a club that I play in, Crusaders. I think this is going to be, yeah, I think this is going to be amazing. It hasn't hit home yet, but I'm really excited.
Absolutely. Now, you know, we don't know as much about you, Rhea. We obviously have seen you at the under 21 IPT, but what would you categorize as your strength on the hockey field?
I think ball distribution, and I like to build the play, meaning if I'm at the back, I like to drive forward. I'm a person that just likes to just go forward and just create the play.
So obviously coming from the back, Durkee, yeah, if you're called on to defend a bit, Durkee, I mean, we know you're a person who loves scoring the goals, but fives is all action. You are looking forward to the challenge of having to make a few more tackles than maybe normally?
Yes, it's quite funny because I've been put into the defense a bit more here at the club where I'm playing at in Holland. So I've learned a lot more defensive skills. And yeah, I'm really excited to showcase that as well. That's also the fun about this game, is that you can find yourself anywhere. And yeah, that's also how we train here in Holland. We have these small games constantly in our weekly training where, like, I find myself at the back. So I'm really excited about that. It's going to be funky. It's going to be fresh. It's going to be exciting and speedy. So, yeah, I'm really excited to be scoring but also defending right next to Rhea over there.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. One of the things that is categorical – sure, I struggled with that one. It's a Friday afternoon. But of hockey fives is the pace of the game. And, of course, a challenge that you'll be experiencing, Candice, is that you won't just be playing one game a day. You'll be playing three games a day, 20-minute games. So, essentially, that's just like a game. But, of course, we know that the speed of the game is pretty intense. I suppose the easiest way to ask that, does that scare you or excite you?
Definitely excites me. Yeah, I'm super keen to run in and dive far posts, as Durkee mentioned earlier. Yeah, I pride myself on being in the 9-yard, but also getting back and winning balls as well, super important. And yeah, the pace of the game definitely excites me, and looking forward to really looking forward to that, actually.
Yeah, I can't wait to actually give it a proper watch, I'll be honest. I haven't watched much of Fives. I've followed it, obviously, with the Youth Olympics and at the African Cup. And I've watched a couple of games here when I've popped into Super Fives or something. But it's definitely fast. It's definitely quick. It's definitely exciting. Of course, one of the things that the FIH has said is, let's have this first event. It is the Luzon event. It was five men's teams, five women's teams, and they're competing over 2 days, very much like the rugby sevens. And the idea for this is, yes, in the long run, there'll be a World Cup. But one of the ideas that have been touted by the FIH is that they would try and fold like a world tour that goes around the world and plays these kind of weekend-long events in different places, different countries, different teams, and potentially even eventually gets to a point where it does become a fully-fledged a series that runs year after year after year. So Switzerland is exciting, but we'll start with you, Durky. Number one, where is the best place you have been so far? And number two, where would you be most excited for them to host one of these events and to go and play it?
Ooh, good question. Okay, so the best place I've played hockey in, I would say, is Australia, Gold Coast. And where would I love to go? I would say America, like Los Angeles or Vegas. That would be pretty cool. Yeah.
Vegas might be dangerous for the tournament. We might not find players on the turf. But Candice, yeah. I like that question. So let's throw it to you. Where's the best place you've been, and where's the place you'd love to host an event?
So the best place I've played hockey had to have been Argentina, just because of the crowd. It was absolutely amazing, full stadium, and just love that kind of atmosphere around the game. Where would I love it to be hosted? Potentially Barcelona, Spain. I really love the weather and beach area, so it would be nice to be on the coast.
Is that just also you want it to coincide when Liverpool are playing Barcelona so you can go pop in a Camp Nou?
Yeah, you read my mind.
Of course, Candice is a big Liverpool fan, almost as big as Thea Khaleesi. And has a tattoo of Mo Salah on her ankle. She'll show you at the Hockey Fives. But while you're looking at it, she'll go score goals. Rhea, same question for you. Where is... by the way, I'm kidding. I don't know if Candice has a Mo Salah tattoo. Rhea, where's the best place you've been?
My tattoo is a bit higher than my ankle.
Rhea, best place you've been and place you'd like to go? And you are allowed to say Kerbecha. From last week?
I don't know. I think the best place I've played in, obviously I've never been anywhere to play internationally, I think it would be Cape Town. And, I would like to play in Dubai or somewhere in Spain.
Ooh, Dubai, yeah. I think maybe the LIV Golf Tour is starting. Maybe we'll get the LIV Hockey Fives Tour inside your backup and we'll go play there. Well, I don't know. We'll see. All right. Rhea, have you ever been outside of South Africa?
Yes, I have, just for family holidays.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. I was just checking that hockey wasn't breaking boundaries in more ways than one there. All right, Rhea, so we stay with you. Obviously, now you're going to break into the world of international hockey. But if it wasn't hockey, if it was something else, and it doesn't have to be sport, if you were going on... America's Got Talent, what would be this hidden talent that you would show us?
I think I would just want to be getting my law degree, I think somewhere, around the world, or maybe just doing music, because I like to sing as well.
Ah, there we go. So you'd be singing for Simon Cowell. Durky, if you went on a Got Talent, what would be the act?
I don't think a lot of my teammates will agree, but I would say dancing. See, there we go. I knew that was coming. I think I would go to some dancing contest. I probably need a bit of practice before, but I back myself. I have confidence in my movements.
Well, that's pretty much half the battle won, is the backing yourself. I tell everyone how I once got selected for provincial hockey. I also tell them about a great goal. What I don't tell them is that we didn't actually have a provincial team that year, so they just selected whoever pitched for trials. But that's fine. It's fine. And I once scored a great goal where I ducked when a defender was trying to clear the ball, and I ducked. But when I ducked, I left my stick up, and it hit my stick and went over the keeper and in. People don't need to know the details. You just back it with confidence. Candice, I know you are a jack of all trades, so what would be the act that you would show us all on a Got Talent kind of show?
It would have to be putting on a pair of shades and rocking an electric guitar.
Yes. So we've got Rhea who's going to sing, Candice who's going to jam the guitar, and Durky who will be the dancer. So be careful, Uruguay, Poland, Switzerland, India. We're going to rock your socks off.
Yeah, definitely.
Ladies, I'm going to get to a conclusion pretty soon, yeah? But what one thing excites you most about this opportunity? And I'll leave it open. Whoever wants to jump in first. What's the one thing that, I know there's plenty of stuff exciting you, but if you said, what is the one thing that you find the most exciting about this opportunity, what would it be?
So I think the most exciting thing is it's the first opportunity for a women's team to be playing this format. But also, yeah, we've seen it with rugby, we've seen that formats change for rugby and how exciting that can be for spectators. So, yeah, the same excitement exists here, and, yeah, really looking forward to bringing this spectator kind of excitement to hockey.
Yeah, going on that, I think what's exciting for me is to be part of this first fives hockey team for South Africa and kicking this off. That's super exciting. It's a whole new format for me to also learn new things. So, and to be able to do that with friends, people who I've already played with, but also making new friends like Rhea and the others coming in, like that's super exciting. And I think that's throughout my whole career, that's been one of the best things about playing hockey and doing a team sport is all the friends that you're making. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to join this family. You know, I think over the years I've always looked up to South African hockey, and now that I'm a part of it, you know, it's very emotional, and, you know, I'm very proud. But also I think I'm very excited to go into this tournament, you know, to challenge myself as to play with talented and competitive players. So I think that's going to allow me to grow as an individual. So, yeah.
We can't wait to see you all in action. It's a couple of weeks away. It's just a month away. So good luck for all the visa processes and all of that. I know that's pretty much underway already. We look forward to seeing you get over there and stretch your stuff. And let's see how South Africa makes the first mark on the international stage of Hockey Fives. Thanks for joining me, ladies, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. When you're listening to this, I actually have no idea when I'll publish it. So, but when you're listening to it, I hope you're having a wonderful day. Give yourself a high five, because fives is the word of the day. And in fact, if you played Wordle today, the answer was fives. yes.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Jamu. Thanks.
Absolute pleasure. Have a good one, guys. And if you're listening, wherever you're listening, make sure you like, share, subscribe, and let's get out there. This was Hockey Dog Podcast and meeting the first ever South African women's hockey fives team who are on their way to Switzerland and planning to come back with a medal. Hopefully, it's a gold one. Cheers for now.